Viewpoint CRTV.
The level of absenteeism by state employees has once more become a cause for concern in Cameroon. The government has put down its feet to take the bull by the horns and save public service delivery. In today's viewpoint, Sally Ebenyonyoki considers the situation sufficiently disturbing, requiring decisive government action to bolster a more effective public service for the 21st century.
Absenteeism by state employees is a persistent problem that has reached endemic proportions in recent years. A recent physical headcount revealed over 8,000 cases of absence, with more than 7,000 employees unable to justify their prolonged leave while continuing to enjoy salaries. The government has finally had enough. It can no longer tolerate the misuse of public funds to pay employees who are absent without cause, often pursuing personal interests or other employment. These funds are desperately needed for development projects in the country and essential services, particularly in rural areas. Despite different explanations for the disturbing issue, the government is determined to end it in accordance with the presidential decree of 2000 outlining public service rules and regulations. The recent cabinet meeting chaired by the Prime Minister, head of government, underscored the government's resolve to address absenteeism and outline measures to curb the problem. This is a clear signal of zero tolerance for such blatant disregard for duty. The decision to dismiss employees after 30 days of unjustified absence is a bold step in the right direction. The public service has for long suffered from a culture of impunity, shielding employees from disciplinary action. This has fostered a lax work ethic and created opportunities for corruption. The government's commitment to addressing this is commendable. The introduction of a personnel and payroll management software, CGPES 2, which was long overdue, is a promising step towards greater transparency and accountability. Real-time data on employee attendance and performance will make it harder for ghost workers to operate. While the government's actions are laudable, successful implementation is crucial. There has to be no leniency, and the disciplinary board, which has been seemingly tolerant, should now act swiftly against those found guilty of irregular absences. Additionally, promised incentives for good performance ought to be delivered. To create a more conducive work environment, the government should address underlying factors contributing to absenteeism. Ultimately, the success of this crackdown will be measured by improved service delivery and restored public confidence in the efficiency and effectiveness of the public service. The ball is now in the court of regional administrative authorities, who are expected to coordinate work at their different levels. While waiting for the first sanctions to be inflicted, the public is watching closely to see that the government walks the talk of its strong stance. When all is said and done, the government should take a hard and fast look at how productive and result-oriented most of those public servants who go to work actually deliver. So, broadly speaking, the concern for effective presence is just one aspect of the bigger problem of performance in the public service. For a good part of the more than 360,000 public service workers in Cameroon, performance is a far-fetched concept. It is dented by the culture of chop-a-chop, eye service, and notorious laissez-faire and laissez-aller. That is a more compelling and worrisome issue to ponder on and make our public service a veritable locomotive of the 21st century.
Sally Ebenyonyoki, working at the Regional Directorate of CRTV Littoral, editorialist.